Job, the Two Horizons Old Testament Commentary Series. Lindsey Wilson. Eerdmans, 2015. 432 pages, paperback. Review by William C. Pohl, IV. Introduction. Adding to his numerous articles on the Book of Job, as well as other scholarly monographs, Lindsey Wilson, academic dean and senior lecturer in Old Testament at Ridley Melbourne Mission and College in Australia, has written a valuable commentary on the Book of Job. This commentary is a part of the Two Horizons Old Testament Commentary Series, which seeks to do theological exegesis and theological reflection. This series locates biblical books within the broader theological context of the entire canon and outlines the theological contribution a biblical book makes. Wilson has achieved these aims for the Book of Job, producing an important resource for students, pastors, and Christian leaders interested in teaching and preaching the Book of Job. Summary. The book has four major sections. 1. An introduction to the book, pages 1 through 27. 2. The commentary proper, pages 28 through 210. 3. A discussion of the book's theological themes, pages 211 through 290. And 4. A discussion of the book's contribution to biblical theology, systematic theology, moral theology, and practical theology, pages 291 to 382. The introduction is cleverly structured by 9 questions that one might have at the outset of approaching the Book of Job. For example, he asks, who wrote the book and when was it written? Pages 2 through 5. How should we read the book? Pages 7 and 8. And why was the book written? Pages 8 through 10. One of Wilson's contributions to Jobin studies lies in his emphasis on seeing the Book of Job as a response to an ossified understanding of the Book of Proverbs. He writes, the Book of Job protests not against Proverbs, but against a fossilized misunderstanding of retribution that had misrepresented the mainstream wisdom tradition of Proverbs, page 8. But the Book of Job is not limited to this purpose. Wilson outlines 3 other purposes, namely to illustrate the nature of disinterested righteousness, to explore the issues of appropriate speech, what he calls legitimate expressions of faith, and to instruct about the character of God, page 10. Somewhat unique among commentators, Wilson points out regarding these speech issues, the book as a whole endorses Job's complaints and questioning as a legitimate expression of the faith of a righteous person. Protest and questioning, with an underlying desire to draw near to God, can in some circumstances be appropriate, page 10. The commentary proper follows the aims of the commentary series by engaging in theological exegesis at the paragraph level. This is not to say that individual verses are not treated. There is detailed exegesis throughout the commentary. Rather, it is to say that Wilson situates his exegesis in the context of paragraphs, which will prove extremely helpful for the reader who is not familiar with how biblical poetry operates. Wilson divides each speech into major movements and unpacks each paragraph's meaning for the reader. Following the commentary, Wilson summarizes the theological themes of the Book of Job. He discusses 9 major themes, 1. Suffering, 2. Retribution and justice, 3. Litigation, 4. Lament and complaint, 5. Persevering faith, 6. The fear of God, 7. Humanity, 8. God, and 9. Creation. Each of these themes is discussed at some length. His general approach is to outline how each part of the book contributes to the theme, concluding with the book's contribution. For example, regarding the theme of the fear of God, Wilson summarizes the theme of the fear of the Lord in Proverbs as a foundation for his discussion, pages 257 and 258, and argues that the fear of God in the Book of Job and the fear of the Lord in Proverbs refer to the same thing, pages 258 and 259. He then discusses how the prologue, pages 259 and 260, the dialogue, pages 260 and 261, Job 28, pages 261 through 263, Elihu's speeches, pages 263 and 264, and Yahweh's speeches and the epilogue, pages 264 and 265, contribute to the theme of the fear of God. He closes with a discussion on the fear of God in the whole book, the book's contribution to this theme, pages 265 and 266. This models for the reader how to read the parts of the book in light of the whole and to read the whole in light of the parts of the book. How to Read the Book, on pages 7 and 8. This section will prove helpful both as a summary to the Book of Job's theological contribution as it follows the commentary proper, but would also serve well as an introduction to the book's theology prior to entering into the details of the book. It provides a helpful framework in which to understand individual passages. The commentary closes with Wilson's reflection on the book's contribution to biblical theology, systematic theology, moral theology, and pastoral theology. In this section, Wilson does biblical theology by discussing the book of Job in the context of the wisdom books, the Old Testament canon as a whole, and the New Testament. This includes a discussion of the book of Job's emphasis on the kingly rule of God, pages 310 through 316, Job and Christ, pages 316 through 320, and reading the book of Job as a Christian, pages 325 through 332, among other topics. Wilson engages systematic theology by discussing the book of Job's contribution to systematic concerns like the doctrine of God, pages 332 through 337, theodicy, pages 337 through 340, and the doctrine of the resurrection, pages 351 through 353, among others. Wilson engages moral theology by discussing the content of the book's ethics and applying it to topics such as character ethics, pages 359 through 361, social ethics, pages 361 and 362, the environment, pages 363 and 364, suicide, pages 364 through 366, and wealth, pages 366 through 368. Wilson captures Job's contribution to pastoral theology by unpacking Job's usefulness as a resource for pastoral care, pages 368 through 375. He also discusses possible ways in which Job might be preached, pages 375 through 379. Evaluation. This commentary is a significant addition to the collection of commentaries on Job. In my view, there are four reasons why this commentary is a must-have for those teaching and preaching the book. First, Wilson's attention to the issues of legitimate expressions of faith in lament and complaint distinguishes this commentary. Wilson's treatment of this theme is prevalent throughout the commentary proper, but is most astute in his theological summary of the book, pages 243 through 252. Wilson rightly notes that the book of Job encourages this kind of prayer in the context of innocent suffering. Second, and relatedly, Wilson's commentary is a great resource for using the book of Job in pastoral care. Often overlooked as such a resource, Wilson unpacks how the book of Job can contribute to pastoral care on the levels of lament and comforting practices, pages 368 through 375. Wilson carefully attends to the friend's speeches, noting their contribution as a negative paradigm to pastoral care. Wilson also provides a few options for how to preach the book of Job, pages 375 through 379. Third, Wilson's treatment of the Elihu speeches, which builds on an earlier article, addresses the literary and theological issues of this difficult section of the book of Job in a cogent and incisive manner. Fourth, because of the series' aims, this book majors on the theological issues of the book, which are the most important issues for the pastor and teacher looking to preach and teach this book. Christian leaders will find this commentary extremely helpful as they seek to shepherd their flocks, proclaiming the whole counsel of God, even the book of Job. That said, Wilson interprets some significant passages in a way that places him in the extreme minority of interpreters. One example is Wilson's somewhat idiosyncratic interpretation of the witness redeemer figure in Job 16 and 19, Job 9 and Job 31. Wilson's views on this interpretive crux are not new. He has argued for the hypothetical nature of the witness redeemer figure in an earlier article. This is admittedly a different interpretive question, and there are a myriad of views, but his interpretation seems worth noting for its uniqueness. The second example is Wilson's interpretation of Job 28, namely that the fear of the Lord, Adonai, is not just the beginning of wisdom, as in Proverbs, but its essence, page 139. In this way, Job 28 represents the ossified understanding of the book of Proverbs and is not the answer to the problem of the book. Like the witness redeemer interpretive crux, Job 28 is a disputed passage. Wilson's interpretation is somewhat unique among the interpretive options and should be weighed among these options. Nevertheless, Wilson's exegesis, by and large, is helpful, even if in these cases one might quibble with his work. As noted above, Wilson's treatment of the issue of lament is exceptional work. I was left, however, with one unresolved question. What is the difference or relationship between litigation and lament? Throughout the commentary, there are places where the distinction between these two themes is not always clear. For example, pages 77, 93, 206 and 207, 230 through 232, 237 and 240. Wilson addresses this question in his theological themes section, pages 230 through 257, see especially 242 and 243. He notes that these are related forms for protest, but I was hoping for a fuller discussion given Wilson's astute analysis of lament throughout the commentary. Conclusion. These criticisms are not meant to detract from Wilson's contribution, but merely to raise questions and issues that a reader might want to consider as they work through Wilson's valuable and noteworthy work. As with any commentary, it is always good to engage a few dialogue partners. Reading Wilson alongside other interpreters is encouraged. Nevertheless, I highly recommend this commentary for teachers and preachers as they prepare to teach and preach this most challenging book, Job. The commentary's approach, its clarity, and its acute attention to the significance of lament, exegetically, theologically, and pastorally, sets apart this commentary amidst other options. William C. Pohl IV is a PhD student with a concentration in Old Testament at Trinity Evangelical Divinity School.